Welcome to the Music Therapy Roundtable Podcast. We are your hosts, Rachel Rambach,
Michelle Erford,
Matt Logan,
and Kimberly Senna Moore.
We are four board-certified music therapists with a mission to empower you to take charge of your personal and professional growth. Join us each month as we talk shop and share stories, tips, and ideas about music therapy. Thanks for stopping by.
Hello, Music Therapy Roundtable podcast listeners. The four MTRT podcast co-hosts are recording here at the National American Music Therapy Association Conference in Kansas City, Missouri. And this, I think, is one of my, and we might say this every year, but I think this is one of my favorite podcast episodes every year.
Every year. For sure. Well, and it's the only one that we actually get to do in person. So.
Right, exactly. Special.
It's always nice to see your all's faces.
Yeah, and we have a fun addition to the podcast for this episode because we've got our very own laugh track. And it sounds like... That's very nice.
Yeah, that is courtesy of Rachel C. from Music Therapy eBooks.
Yep, and Christina Whipple.
That's right.
Oh, hi, a fellow Christina. California.
I don't think I've ever music met therapist. You before. Nice to meet you. All right, so maybe let's go around and start off with, we actually have, this is going to be structured a little differently than what we've done. We've done this podcast episode differently each time. Sometimes we've had guests, sometimes we've just shared our experiences. But this year, we invited people who visited our booth to fill out this survey, and we're going to share some of the responses. So you'll be hearing from conference guests and visitors, yeah, what they have to say. So shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
So if you filled out a survey, if you were here, we were kind of sneaky. Maybe you noticed, maybe you didn't, but they were all different. Well, we had four different surveys, so there were different questions on each one.
People did notice because they would start, wait a minute, why is this like this? I mean, they were saying, and I told them we're just testing, and they're like, oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, so and we then, weren't sneaky then.
I guess we weren't as sneaky as we thought.
Some of the surveys had more serious questions and some like that you had to really think about, and then others were just more fun. So some people would notice the more fun questions and like, oh, can I fill out this one instead? But.
And we'd say, no, I'm sorry, you're stuck. I'm just kidding.
No, we're flexible.
I know. All right, but maybe before we get to some of these fun survey responses, maybe we can each go around and share one conference moment. What is one thing that has stood out to you in this experience? Because I think we've all generally have different experiences each year because we're focused on different things. So who wants to start?
So this is my fourth conference where I have either been pregnant or had a baby with me during conference.
Mia's so cute.
Thank you. So I think the highlight for me has been having everybody that has seen Mia online or heard about her from the podcast or whatever get to meet her in person. And the funniest thing is when anybody has carried her around or taken her around, even my mom, which people don't even know my mom, they're like, oh, that's Mia. So that's been kind of fun for me. And that's been a highlight.
And I can say from firsthand experience, that's absolutely what has happened, because I got to walk around with Mia a little bit and maybe 5-6 times, oh, I know that baby, oh, it's Mia, wait, that's not yours, is it? No, not mine. And everybody talked about how cute she is, and she's very cute.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'll go next. I think a highlight for me was seeing my mentor, former professor Dr. Adamek, win a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I know that all of her students are so proud of her and just could speak for hours and hours about how much she means to all of us. So it was really cool to see her recognized in that way.
Yeah, it really was well earned. Both Matt and I are Iowa alums, if y'all don't know.
Right.
So we both benefited from her leadership and her experience and expertise.
And my conference experience is, I don't know why it always surprises me, but every year what surprises me when I come to conference is just how amazing it is to be able to be physically around people. And I love social media and being online and using the internet because I love that social aspect. And it's that way that I've been able to meet so many people. And I love how the conferences, we're seeing so much more use of social media in the sessions and the hashtag and that sort of thing. But the thing is, as much as wonderful that is and how much it needs to grow and be embraced and done, you cannot replace physical interaction. You can't replace being face-to-face with someone. And you can't, social media is a way to enhance that. And so I first met Danielle Orr online, and I finally got to meet her here in conference. And we've known each other for years, and we have a special bond because we met online, and our sons were, we were both pregnant at the same time. We both announced our pregnancy like at the same time. Like,
cool.
Our sons have grown up together. We like pretend they're best friends, even though they're two and don't know each other at all. And I saw her yesterday, and it was like seeing an old friend, but it was the first time I've actually seen her. And it was just amazing. And that was what reminded me how important physical interaction is, and nothing can replace that. And I love having technology to enhance the conferences.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you mentioned Danielle Orr, she was one of my guests on my Guitars and Granola Bars podcast, so that's how I got to meet her too. And 40 other music therapists who I have interviewed about their most personal stories online, and now I'm actually getting to meet in person, has been amazing. Because it's like, I know your life story, and now here you are in person.
And even though it's your first time meeting them, you give them big hugs. Because
yeah. Every time.
Yeah. I think for me what's exciting, I mean, the state recognition, well, first of all, everything y'all have said, especially seeing you all, seeing people that you interact with online, the other type of online interaction I have is through the state advocacy and state recognition work, and I love seeing all these task force members every year. We record the podcast, it's Saturday morning of conference, and this evening we're going to have our task force reception, and that's, I'm just so excited to be able to visit with and chat with and have that, like you said, Michelle, that physical interaction.
And really the physical interaction, if someone just listened to the show, what are we talking about, right? But but the face-to-face aspect, the quality, is what is the theme that we've all shared. It's not CMTEs. It's not even information. I mean, it is seeing things in the flesh. And so that is why we need these meetings. And that's why they will never go out of style.
Never go out of style. That's right. But on a more personal note, because, you know, just echoing what you had said, on a more personal note, you know, now that I've finished with my dissertation and my PhD degree, what's really nice is that I'm starting to plan and strategize on future projects with some of my mentors and my colleagues who are in academia. And so that part, on a more personal note, is really, really exciting, because this is a unique opportunity where, I mean, we all know this, where if you want to strategize and plan and talk, doing it face-to-face is so much more effective than email and back and forth. And so I've had some really key and strategic meetings, and I'm really excited about what's coming down the pipes over the next years.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's take a look at some of these survey responses, because they are quite amusing. One of the questions we asked was, who is the funniest music therapist you know? And I just feel like we have to read some of these.
We do. Well, I think we also need to give a shout out, because one of us was mentioned as the funniest music therapist.
Yeah, I know, my jokes are so good.
So sorry, you know, Matt.
It wasn't me?
Nope, not you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Miss Michelle Erfurt.
Yay, it was me. I rigged it, though. My new BFF, Carrie Cornelius, wrote it down.
Own it.
My travel
Own
buddy.
Own it, Michelle.
I might deserve it. Just JK.
No, you do.
I know. So what?
It's
what?
An honor. It's an honor.
Oh, and then our laugh track goddess from the booth next door was also nominated as a funniest music therapist.
She's
you know, Miss Rachel C. You are one of the funniest music therapists. But I recognize a couple other names in here, like, oh, Dr. Laura Beer, who is in Oregon, and Tracy Richardson in Illinois. A couple people got multiple nominations.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Blythe Lagasse.
Colorado State University.
Yep. Who else got multiple?
Oh, you talked about somebody earlier.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So then my
Iowa.
Oh, there were a couple Iowa people, right?
Yeah, Mary Adamek.
Mary Adamek and Joey Walker.
Oh, that's
They
right.
both are pretty funny.
They are funny. I'm very, very sad. I don't know Joey as well as I wish I did.
Yeah, you should. She's wonderful.
But and funny, apparently.
Apparently funny.
And very funny.
Just like Rachel.
Yeah. I'm witty. I'm funny.
Oh, I don't think I'm funny. I just like to laugh.
Me too.
Betsy King. There are a lot of names I don't know. Does anybody recognize?
Well, this is a very funny field.
It is.
I mean, full of funny people. Humorous people.
All right. Laura, but I'm...
Lauren Bevilacqua.
Lauren Bevilacqua.
Bevilacqua?
Yes, I can... Yes, firsthand. She's very funny.
Is she?
Yes.
Cece Smith. Miranda Payton.
Oh, I know Miranda. Also funny.
Rachel Christensen. And, Becky Zarate. I got to meet Becky for the first time at this conference. She's been hanging out with Felicity Baker, who's one of the a fantastic music therapy educator and researcher in Australia, and is one of the research award recipients for AMTA this year. Becky is funny.
Awesome.
There you go.
Funny people. Thanks for keeping the mood light and, making
us laugh.
Making us laugh and making situations comfortable with your humor.
So another question that was asked is, what is one challenge? This is totally going in a different direction than the funniest music therapist, but
let's bring it down a notch.
Bring it down a notch. Okay. What is one challenge you are currently facing as a music therapist? Let's look at some of these responses.
So some of them, I'm not too surprised to see guitar skills. I hear from students especially that's something that they want to improve. We also see a bit of repertoire building, populations like hospice and geriatrics. This is a huge one. No time to do all the things. We can all relate to that. There's also interaction with other therapists. And
some from students, it looks like.
Yeah, quite a few students. Growing my business, bigger contracts, being so new and young.
Yeah, and connecting with others for research. So somebody's really interested in research. Maybe she's a clinician. Who knows?
That's cool. Hey, we're going to take a quick break from reading these because one of our prize winners just showed up. This is Kayla. I'm going to guess you're in St. Louis. Are you out of St. Louis?
St. Louis, Maryville University.
Okay, what year?
I graduate in December.
You graduate in December. Congratulations.
Ish, I think, yeah.
What are you doing next?
I'm looking for an internship.
Okay, so Kayla's looking for an internship. If you have one, reach out.
Yes, please.
All right, well, congratulations. Thanks for filling out our survey. We got to find the lid to this nifty mug, mason jar mug, and then we'll give that to you. Did I pull out the...
That's like Pinterest. Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Handmade,
it is, right?
Handmade in Oakland, California, by a walrus.
That's very special.
You
I
can
know.
See it says...
I'm
yeah.
glad. There's a name on it and everything.
Yeah, right? Pretty cool. Thanks for coming by.
And congratulations on your graduation.
Yes.
Congratulations. Another reason why I love recording a conference. You always meet people.
You bump into people. That's
curious.
Great.
What are these people doing over here?
That's right.
Why are they holding microphones but not singing? Okay. Well, so what else were we doing? I've got the funny ones here, I think.
Oh, you have the funny?
Yeah.
No, these are the funnies.
Uh-oh.
But this one got out. Uh-oh. We're getting all confused. This is the what? No, that is funny. I'm really confused.
These are all funny. Who should be interviewed? There we go.
No, it was a instrument and tool. Oh, here we go. It's over here.
Are they over there? Okay.
All right. What is your current favorite music therapy product, instrument, or tool?
Oh, I've got some of those too.
So going through the list, I'm seeing Onsong, which is an exhibitor here. We're booth buddies next to them. AutoHarp was someone's favorite.
I love the AutoHarp.
Uke and Shakers. MT Roundtable. That's us.
We're one. Oh, and there was one that said Music Therapy Pro, too.
Ooh, cool. Is that in here? Oh, a loop pedal. A Boss RC30 loop pedal. I would love to know if anybody else is.
I have no idea what that is.
With that. No, it's for.
I don't.
It's pretty cool.
But what is it? Seriously, what is it?
If you're playing your guitar, you can make loops. So you can play something.
You stop the recording,
but it loops it in time. So you can
record
over a chord progression or something.
Thank you. I didn't know the name for it.
Remo Drums.
Also sponsors here.
Mm-hmm. Tone Chimes.
Boom Whackers. and another Ansan. Cool.
Cool.
What else?
So it just dawned on me, we didn't answer any of these questions.
Oh.
Yeah. Who would be the? Well, let's start with What is one tool that we want to share with our listeners out there?
We do that every month.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We do the cool resource. Okay, next one. What is one?
So you're gonna have to listen to the podcast.
We talk about challenges a lot.
We do talk a lot about challenges. Just one. I think my biggest challenge right now is I'm gonna echo the girl that wrote finding time to do all the things because it's hard.
Uh huh.
Especially at conference and to see all the people too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
There's so many like just flyby. High fives and hey, good to see you. See
I'll
you
see
in a year.
Later, but then you see them later like, and you still can't talk. And
yeah, that's really hard.
It is.
How about you, Michelle?
I think one of my challenges is knowing how to handle conflict and diversity and communicating with other professionals.
Tricky, right?
That sounds like that could be a whole podcast episode right
that's
there.
Isn't it? Yes, that would be. I could definitely use some strategies to understand how to just talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I may have to go with Rachel here on the time bit. Yeah, that's a continual. It's a continual work in progress, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Matt?
Yes. Same thing. Seeing people wanting to socialize with everyone, yet still learn something, yet be prepared for a presentation, and also market the podcast and what we're doing. So it's... a lot of plates that we're spinning, but everybody here is spinning like 100 plates.
Everybody here. So what about the funniest? I've been trying to think of the funniest music therapist I know and Michelle just pointed herself.
Michelle,
she's like me.
She's like, duh. Duh.
That actually was one of the responses from one of our surveys. It's like, me, duh. Who would be the funniest music therapist? You know,
it's difficult because in every context or at every different time when I'm with a music therapist, there's always something funny. It's just something funny.
And sometimes the funny moments are with friends. Like we, you know, when we've been hanging out, we laugh a lot. So we think we're funny.
I agree. Yeah.
It's mostly courtesy laughs. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, come on.
For you, Matt. For you.
For me, they're courtesy laughs. No, I understand. I would have to say I'm Rachel C. Anytime I'm with her. And we're talking, it's funny, and we're laughing. So I'm going to echo that.
I would say Andrew Knight. He's a funny guy. I like his dry humor, too.
I got to go with you there. Yeah. He always makes me laugh. Yeah. Awesome. How about you, Michelle?
I can't think of anyone. I think you're all just wonderful.
All right. Well, do we have any final thoughts about conference that we would like to share before we wrap up this annual conference podcast episode?
I would just like to say stay tuned. And I know we've been saying that for a few months now, and that's because what we're working on is actually really taking a lot of thought and preparation and planning. So stay tuned.
What we thought was a simple idea is turning into a bit more of an evolved project than I think we anticipated. Speaking of time management.
And I think another final thought to end on was just to say, you know, we've had this booth at conference for 4 years now. Many. A while. We're pros at this, I believe. And this year, the responses we're getting from people, I mean, people, you guys are listening to us. It's amazing, and we just want to say thank you. I've never had so many people. I've talked more about to people who are already listeners at this booth compared to telling people about the podcast. Like, you guys are, there's more of you. It's growing, and that's just such an honor to know that you're listening to us, you're tuning in. We thank you for the feedback. We can't wait to do 70-plus more episodes for you. And just, it's going to be amazing. Thank you so much.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, and we want to let you know that we're also listening to you. So when you do provide that feedback, that's why we're doing the surveys. That's why, I mean, we've got a contact form on our website. You can always get in touch with us or on Facebook. We want to know what you want to hear about and what's interesting to you, or just ideas that you have. So thank you for listening, and know that we're listening too.
Here's to another 70 plus more.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us. To see the show notes, go to www.musictherapyroundtable.com. If you liked this podcast, take your skills to the next level by visiting Music Therapy Pro. Although currently under construction, very soon you can have unlimited access to almost a dozen CMTEs. Check it out at www.musictherapypro.com. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast.